Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. How's everybody doing today?
Awesome.
Don't all answer at once. No, really, don't all answer at once. We have a great show planned for you today. We are getting ready to take your calls about how to build a financial cushion for your business. So have any cash flow questions, give us a ring at 215-953-4979, and we'd be happy to take your calls. Joe Haley, what are we going to give you if we take your call on the air?
$25 Visa gift card.
All right. That, of course, was Joe Haley, star of the Joe Show. How are you today, Joe?
I'm good.
You're making lots of...
Michelle, you're missing his actions.
There was actually a shuttle driver at one of the parking lots of Philly Airport that when he'd pick you up, he'd come to the front door and go, ooh-ah. And I was like, were you going to hit me? He's a little wacky, so...
As are you. Okay. And we also have Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages. Kathy, how are you on this beautiful, sunny Tuesday?
Good.
That's it? Just good?
I'll just leave it at that.
One word answer is good. Okay, we're going to struggle to get any information out of Kathy today. We also have Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource. Michelle, how are you?
I'm super.
Oh, that's good. You're one extra word than
Kathy.
And
she's so full of baloney.
How am I really, Andy? I want deadlines that make me want to stick my head in a bucket. That's how
good.
I
am. As am I, so join the club.
And some of us want to hold your head down in that bucket.
Very nice.
But, what's happening? There's waving
Vinny and
going
Craig.
On. Oh, I'm going to introduce them today so that Joe doesn't have to do it. On the switchboard, we have Craig Veltri with the sounds and manning the phones today. Vinny Driscoll, as Joe calls him, Facebook Vinny.
Driscoll.
Answering your calls. Again, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Talk about any topic, but we are also taking questions regarding cash flow and how to build a financial cushion for your business. So give us a ring and we'd be happy to take your call. Joe, tell us what else we're going to discuss on the show today.
Well, you know, Andy, raw material prices are going up, so some suppliers and some distributors are going to have to raise their prices.
Why is Kathy laughing at that?
Because this is her story. She has three ways to raise prices without losing customers.
And it's really funny.
Andy, you have a look
Moving on.
You have a look at five recovery steps business owners need to take right now.
Okay, as Joe smacks the table.
The other thing that is going up. Healthcare costs are always rising, so Michelle has a way that businesses can cope with rising healthcare costs. QR codes, everyone knows what they are? Let's hope everyone knows what they are. If not, I'm going to tell you what they are, and I'm going to give you three examples of small businesses using them very creatively.
Nice.
So, time management tips that work. Kathy's going to tell us what she doesn't do, so everyone will know what to do. We have some other
Kathy's
things.
Kathy's great with her time. Leave Kathy alone.
Thank you, Andy.
We have some other topics on our schedule here, including our favorite things. But let's start off with the industry
news. What
about
a Seattle Mariners promo?
We better get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
My word, we better get
story.
To that. So, but Andy's going to give us the industry news first in 60 seconds. Go.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with good news for industry suppliers. In the first quarter of 2011, ad specialty suppliers increased their revenues by 8.4%, according to new data from ASI. Looking forward, 82% of large suppliers and 65% of smaller suppliers expect their overall 2011 revenues to increase over 2010. On to legislative news now. A bipartisan bill has been introduced in the House of Representatives that would reduce tariffs on performance apparel. Worried about excessive taxes on certain apparel items, Congress is moving to reduce costs in the apparel supply chain. Check out Promogram today for details. Canadian news now. Postal workers in Canada have been instituting rolling strikes in various cities since last week. The strikes, where workers are trying to negotiate better contract terms, have interrupted some services, but Canada Post says it is still delivering mail throughout the country. Finally, a new survey from the University of Missouri proves that satisfied employees help boost customer satisfaction and drive up the number of customers who intend to purchase products. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot today?
We have another Hot Products edition. This time we're looking at vacation and travel products.
Very nice. Joe is referring to the Hot Products section of August's Counselor Magazine, where we look at the hottest products in the industry, also the hot people in the industry.
Yes.
But we won't reveal that here today, right, Michelle?
That's true.
Michelle wasn't...
She's back.
Michelle wasn't even listening.
She just took her head out of the
She heard her name and said, yes, that's true.
Listen, Vinny's got me tweeting about the show. That's why I'm always sitting here on my
BlackBerry. I know. You're a good multitasker.
Share a tweet with the crowd. What have you tweeted?
That's chirping.
I said, if you're interested in learning about how to use QR codes effectively or raising prices without losing clients, tune into ASI Radio.
There you go. Woo! Also, give us a call at 215-953-4979 to join in all the fun that we're having here this morning and to learn how to build a financial cushion for your business. We have some callers already on the line. On line two, we have Keith. Keith, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. What's your question for the host today?
Well, you know, my sales are up about 8%. I think for distributors, that's just above the industry average. But my sales tend to get slower in the summer months. I want to make sure I have those reserves you're talking about, some cash on hand in case things get thin. So what are some quick tips, some things I could do in the short term to build a routine and establish some reserves, guys?
Well, I think there's a couple things you could do. Number one, as we talk about a lot on this show, get as much in advance as you can from clients. Get, you know, at least 50% up front so that you can cover any costs you have. The other thing I would say that you need to do is take a look at your expenses. Make sure that during your down months when revenue is down, your costs also match that. So, you know, you need to ensure that, you know, any fixed costs you have remain, you know, remain as low as possible. But it's those variable costs that you need to ensure are going down in accordance with the revenue that you might be losing in the summer months. So take a look at your balance sheet. Make sure that you can be as running as tight a ship as possible, and then you can make sure that you know, reserves are as high as possible. Anybody else got any thoughts?
Yeah, we talked about this last week too. Just get your clients thinking about their holiday promotions and their end of year award ceremonies, things like that. Their holiday parties, you can help out with all that. So put that little idea in their brains.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I mean, you need to look at your expenses, but you don't want to do it in just a reduction way. You know, like Kathy said, if you can increase those the revenues you're getting in the summer months instead of just, you know, subsisting with what is lower revenues during those months, then that's a better way. So maybe target some new markets that are doing some cool things in the summer months, charities and things like that.
Okay. Sounds great. You guys have a terrific summer. Thanks.
All right, Keith. Thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. On line one, we have Janet. Janet, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
We're doing good. What's your question for the host?
You know, when the economy kind of went south there for a while, I was completely unprepared, and my business really suffered. So fortunately, it's better now, but I don't ever want to be caught in that situation again. So how can I prevent this? I heard some of your tips to the last caller, but what else could I do?
Janet, let me ask you a question. Are you in an office or working out of your home?
I'm in an office.
Get rid of the office. I'm being serious. What you need to do is reduce your fixed costs as much as possible. Unlike the previous caller, I was talking about variable costs, but it sounds like you have a little bit too much pressure on the cost side, and that's not necessarily keeping up with your revenue. So I would really suggest looking at any fixed costs you have, which is rent, you know, from the office, energy bills, anything that you pay regularly on a monthly basis that you can't just readily get out of. I would look at those as critically as possible and determine if you really need them. You know, an office is something that maybe you do need. If you have a showroom and you need to bring clients to that spot regularly, then maybe it is something you need. But you know, I would suggest that you look at your fixed costs and try to find ways to reduce those as much as possible.
The other thing is too, write a business plan. If you don't have a business plan, you're flying by the seat of your pants. So you need to look at where you want to be a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. You can look at all your costs. You can look at, you know, your revenue plan, how much you're going to be bringing in, how much you're going to go out. So without that, you know, you're just flying blind.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. And you need to take put the sort of worst case scenario in that business plan as well as best case scenario. So, you know, maybe you have lived through that worst case, so you have some experience at it and you know how far your revenues could fall. But within that, you can also plan for worst case expense situations. So you know exactly, you know, if your revenues fall 25%, then you have ways built into your business plan how you can reduce your expenses along with that 25%. So,
you know, Andy,
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. You had said that, you know, get rid of the office, but you might have a need to bring clients for a meeting. There are a bunch of business campuses and business suites that will rent out space for you for those purposes. So you don't have a monthly rent. You just have an hourly fee that you'll pay if you need to bring someone into a conference room, set up a display table, and go over some, you know, promotional ideas with clients.
Yeah, maybe look at it as an office as needed, you know, if it, that makes it not as fixed a cost, but something that you can put into your business plan. Only at times that you actually need it.
That's very professional, too. You know, they're not just a table and four chairs. I mean, you're going to have a receptionist area, and, you know, it'll look very nice.
And I'd say, too, to use the end-user version of the Joe Show and constantly be reaching out to your clients. I'm serious, Joe. Not that I want to look at your face anymore, but...
Wow.
But
plug.
No, like, or if you do your own videos or your own e-newsletters, and constantly be reaching out to your clients with ideas for all year round, so that your revenues don't go south at certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm. You can spend less than an hour a week creating a video that you're going to send out weekly to clients. You post on YouTube, cost you nothing. Your cost is going to be your time, so it's going to be an hour. And your cost is, say, the cost for a small flip video camera, $150. You can even do it with smartphones too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not a lot of, you know, money up front and a lot of free services, and it just puts you out there.
I mean, you're being proactive. Sometimes when you put these cool ideas in your client's head, they're like, oh, that's really cool. I want to do that. Rather than just saying, do you need anything from me? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean, Janet?
Well, those are some great ideas to consider.
Janet, maybe just don't say blah, blah, blah.
All
right, Janet, hang on the line for your Visa gift card, and thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right, we got a couple of questions on our Facebook page that, of course, Facebook Vinny posted for us. So thank you there, Vinny. We got a good question from Sally Daniel Anderson. She wrote, how much of that cushion, meaning the financial cushion that we're talking about today, should you use for ways to grow your business? She says, like self-promos, marketing, networking groups, membership dues, etc. You know, I'm not sure we could exactly put a percentage to it, but I would say that you should probably be spending a decent portion of your revenues against marketing. You know, maybe there are some companies that believe in 25% of revenues be spent on marketing. There are some companies that believe in 15% of revenues be spent on marketing. But it should be in reference to your revenues and your revenue goals. But don't skimp on marketing. Like Kathy was saying, this is a time to go out and be proactive and make sure that you're marketing as much as possible, penetrating new markets, looking at new customers that might be interested in your services. You know, go out and reach out as much as you possibly can. Certainly, you know, the cash flow financial cushion that we're talking about today, you don't want to dip too much into that. But as your revenues grow, you should be marketing as well.
You know, I do that self-promotion session at every show, and the one thing that all of the panelists say is just do something.
Yeah.
You know, plan a self-promotion, just do it. Try it once, and you'll see, you know, see the results and the rewards of that, but just do something.
Yeah, and self-promos, they you could do it very creatively, and they don't have to be terribly expensive. Suppliers will even work with you on costs.
And a little secret here, as we move, you know, get further into the year, suppliers will lower their costs because they want to get rid of their inventory for next year.
Yeah,
so
a lot of them have
really
closeout. Yeah.
That's a great point.
And a lot of times, a good self-promotion, you send it to a client. A lot of times a client's going to say, I'd like to use that same promotion for my business.
Right.
Because it's a totally different market, so it's not like there's going to be any crossover. No one's going to see it. So self-promos work.
There you go. That's the idea. Self-promos work. All right, we got another question from Judy Brown. This is a little bit long, but I'm going to read a couple of lines from it. She wrote, with so many suppliers requiring, requiring payment upfront by credit card, it seems that we're always in a losing battle to keep even a reasonable credit cushion. So she's wondering if there are any statistics that relate to suppliers and their payment terms relating to their ASI rating or satisfaction with distributors. I don't think we have anything that purely relates, you know, credit terms to distributor satisfaction. But my one suggestion for this reader and this listener would be to just ask suppliers. You know, ask every supplier you work with if you can get the net 30 terms. You know, a lot will work with you. I was just talking to the people at Broder Brothers for a story we're writing in the July issue of Counselor, and they work with every single distributor in the industry. They'll give net 30 to everybody who asks. But I think you have to ask. It's not something that they necessarily just throw out there, but they'll do it, and other suppliers will too. And if they won't, there's a lot of suppliers. You know, go ask a question, do some negotiating, ask for the net 30, and get what you can get.
That's right.
That's it. That's all you got. you've offered good.
I'm just scared to be a cheerleader, Andy.
Great point, Andy. Great point.
All right, right now we're going to pause for a break from our to hear from our sponsor, I Promote You. But when we get back, we'll continue the callers on this topic of how to build a financial cushion in your business.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we're back on the Tuesday morning show. We're taking your calls regarding cash flow and how to build a financial cushion in your business. You can give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We have another caller on the line. On line one, we have Bob. Bob, how are you today?
Just great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question or comment today?
Well, it all relates to building business in cash, right? The question that I have is I've been thinking about using polls or surveys with existing clients or even prospects. And I'm just wondering if you have any comments or opinions on the effectiveness of using polls.
When you say using polls, you mean surveying their satisfaction, or are you talking about something else?
Satisfaction would be part of it, but, you know, anytime you ask a leading question, you always get more information. So I'm thinking of putting things out there. Are you planning for this? Have you seen that, you know, having a company picnic is great? Because you were talking about, you know, morale of the staff, and that's passed on to their clients that they deal with.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that you should be polling your client base as much as you can. Certainly, as far as satisfaction surveys or, you know, gauging their satisfaction with your services, I would almost do that with specific clients immediately after they buy. You know, even if you send an email and a purchase order, with an invoice, you could send a link to an Easy Survey Monkey 2-question survey that asks them about their satisfaction, just to get the feedback immediately and know that they're responsive. And if there were any problems, then you could fix them as quickly as possible. Sometimes you just don't even know if there were situations that arose. Certainly, if things were late or if there was an obvious problem, you'll know about it. But it's those hidden problems that sometimes can hurt relationships. So you want to know about those as much as possible. As far as the opportunity side, I would do a couple times a year, maybe quarterly survey of your clients to see what their upcoming promotions are and their plans are. You know, that's something I would do as much as possible.
But
as
even
well.
Like I think Bob was saying, maybe like a quick poll too, like do company picnics work? Like mm-hmm. Are employees, you know, is their morale boosted after a company picnic? Yes, no. You know, if you, and then you could send that to your other clients, you know, 55% say blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, and that would be the basis of information for the next email or blog or newsletter copy.
Right.
Yeah, I think the more information you can get and the more ways that you can give data to clients that they can use in their business, absolutely, that's important information. All right, Bob, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information. All right, we've been talking a lot about rising prices on this show and the cost of cotton and how oil cost increases are affecting things. So Kathy has some ways that that companies can increase their prices without losing customers. So
yeah,
Kathy, what do they do?
I have to say these are pretty obvious.
Captain Obvious
this from
over here.
Entrepreneur says, target more affluent customers. Duh. Right? But who's buying the product? I guess, you know, is an important factor when it comes to pricing a product, because different people often buy the same product or service at a different price point, depending on where they are in their stage of life or their stage of career. And this says, for example, an ambitious mid-level executive might prefer to drink Starbucks coffee at work rather than coffee from the ASI cafe.
I'm good with the cafe coffee.
Yeah, me too, totally. And this is a little fact. Another factor is life stage. For example, parents often spend more money on their first baby than on their second or third. Aw, isn't that sad? Poor Shane and Andrew.
It's sad for those second kids.
Luckily, you only have one, Andrew.
Exactly.
Okay, number two, obvious again, become a leader in your field. And this has to go to Bob's point, too, about polling. And then you're the expert on company picnics, or you're the expert on golf outings.
That's a great tip, though, mm-hmm. because when people see you as an expert and go to you, you know, you're that go-to source.
Exactly.
Then you're less of a commodity. You know,
right.
Then you can raise prices and they don't even know about it.
Yeah, as a business owner and even as a salesperson, your goal should be to make yourself the go-to authority.
Yeah.
Okay. And then three, upgrade your venue. Now, you were saying get rid of your office, but Joe mentioned that there are office suites for rent and conference rooms and stuff like that. But it also has to do with your presentation. Like if you're going there in a nice suit and tie as opposed to shorts and flip-flops, then they're going to perceive you as more of a professional. So, you know, it, like I said, obvious tips, but I guess it pays to be reminded.
No flip-flops then.
No flip-flops.
No flip-flops on sale call. No. No.
or men, period.
Or men?
No men.
I'm not a flip-flop guy. I just...
That's because you have ugly toes.
No flip-flops on men at all.
I have ugly feet, but...
How do you feel about the slide?
Those are fine, but the one with the...
I like the slide.
Yeah. No.
Good. Okay.
Anyway, the bottom line is perception is reality. If you're seen as a go-to source and you're presenting yourself well, they're more likely to pay a higher price for your services.
There you go. All mm-hmm. right. Good tips. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Many companies are indeed making comebacks right now. They are looking at their business and evaluating how they can grow. So here are a few tips that companies on the comeback trail can do, and especially these are great for summertime. Because the business might be a little bit slower at that point. So review your business model. Make sure that what you're doing is actually working. Take a look at where your most sales are coming from so that those can be the targets that you're targeting for the second half of the year. You know, make sure that your efforts are going to the most important customers. So look at the business model and make sure you're doing things in the right way. The second is to avoid the Hail Mary. Don't just spend all your time shooting for that one big deal because it might not happen. And then where are you? You know, you need to diversify your business and not shoot for just that one big deal. And lastly, there's a great tip here, and that's forget about fear. If you're coming back, then you're growing. Don't worry about what you need to cut in your business. Don't worry about the daily economic reports that you see on the news. Focus on your business. Evaluate where your most important opportunities are and move forward. Develop new products, new services, things that you can offer to clients so that they know that that you're out there and that you can help them. So forget about fear. Don't worry about that. And we'll post the rest of those on our website. Michelle's got notes to me. Like
love letters?
Like she thinks.
Am
like
I
she
the
thinks,
only one who can multitask?
Like she thinks I'm going to forget.
Like does it say, you know? I think you're cute?
I've got a list here. I know. I'm going to Joe first. No, I'm going to you first. And then I'm going to a commercial. So I'm going to do it my way. Because I'm in charge. So, darn Michelle, it. Healthcare costs are rising. Oh, there you go. I do want to be a tough guy. So people need some smart ways to battle those rising healthcare costs. What
they
can
do,
they
and
do?
We're going to do this quickly because we're running out of time. Number one, keep in contact with your employees. Sit down with them. Have one-on-one discussions if they need to. Number two, be creative with cost sharing. Many companies, the one company in particular has 82 employees, and they began considering whether or not to decline healthcare benefits altogether rather than take higher rates. In response, the firm introduced a sliding scale benefit for health and dental insurance. Employees with the lowest annual salaries, the firm covered the majority of their healthcare costs. For those making the highest salaries, they picked up their own premiums 100%. Lastly, encourage wellness. At ASI, we're doing something called the Biggest Loser Program. The long and the short of it is the more you encourage your employees to be healthy, the more it will save your company money. We will put this all online on asicentral.com/radio.
Wow.
And now
wow.
The commercial.
I've never heard Michelle talk so quickly. All right.
Now the commercial.
Now before Michelle kills me, we're going to pause for a word from our second show sponsor, The Hot Party in Chicago in July.
ASI Radio is sponsored by the Counselor Hot Party.
The perfect way to show off your brand to the hottest people in the industry. Become a sponsor now, and we'll include your logo in our event marketing, signage, video, and more.
The Hot Party is July 20th at the Griffin Lounge.
It starts at 10 p.m. right after the gala during the Chicago show. Contact Ed Kohler now at 215-953-3261. That's 215-953-3261.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. We'll be at the Hot Party, right?
We will.
I won't.
Oh, okay.
I'm the biggest loser.
But you, indeed, you are the biggest loser. But we will indeed be at the Hot Party celebrating Joe's hotness. All right, Joe.
Why?
I know. It's so creepy. Creepier than Anthony Weiner.
Oh, God. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. QR codes, Joe, they are the hot thing. So, what can people do with them?
Okay, well, QR code, everyone knows what they are. are, right? It's that little
squiggly line,
line thing you see on products and stuff. You get an app, you put it on your smartphone, you take a picture of it, and it'll send you someplace to a video, to a special landing site, to just a web page, whatever. Well, here's three companies that are using them very creatively. There's a restaurant in D.C. called Policy. Anyone hear of it?
No.
Well, on the okay.
I'm sure it's a great restaurant.
They have a QR code in their front window by the menu. You know how they post menus here? You can do three things with it. One, you can take it to the menu on your smartphone, or you can make reservations through that, or you can also get directions to the restaurant, which is kind of interesting because if you're standing in front of the restaurant,
you're already right there.
So maybe just
maybe you could send them to somebody who's meeting you there.
There you go. But this is just part of their social media strategy, and it says very important thing. It's worked good with younger people because they're into this stuff, and with the older people, they're questioning what it is, and it's creating a dialogue with their clients. All right. Does anyone know what Queering Monuments makes?
Headstones.
They are actually placing QR codes on headstones in cemeteries, and they said that.
I'm scared to think.
Why?
Where
so you
those
could talk
going.
With the dead people.
Well, they say that you know, once you're in a cemetery, once you're buried, your life story's done. Well, you can continue the life story. Families have access to it. They can post photos, videos. They can post playlists from their favorite playlist in their iPod. And you can get it for free when you order your headstone for your loved ones. Or if you currently have a headstone
in the cemetery. I would think I'd be the first person to make fun of that, but I actually think it's a good – I like that service.
What, you want your playlist on your headstone? I'm going to make you a dead playlist.
Personally, I don't necessarily, but I think that people would appreciate some extra information on headstones. I think that's a good idea.
It's free with purchase. If you have an existing headstone, if you have a loved one already has passed and has been buried, you can order one for them, and they'll affix it there, and it should last and through all the weather.
So your playlist is going to be all Irish drinking songs.
All right, the last one is an Italian restaurant called Tantra. The chef, owner of this company, he uses a stamp that he stamps the fish that they cook there. So you can use your smartphone, you scan that, you'll know when and where that fish was caught and when it was delivered to the restaurant.
Oh,
so for
good.
foodies who are really interested in the freshness of their food and where this fish came from and how fresh is it, did they catch it 4 weeks ago and it's been on ice the whole time, they'll know with this. So it's not a way to have people track, oh God, this isn't safe. Right. But it's just for people who are really into their foods. But their little QR code, they got the designer to actually put a fish in that logo. I don't know if Craig can come all the way in on that. So you see the fish in that design?
Yep.
So they have especially designed with a fish in there, and they rubber stamp it actually onto the fish when it comes out the table. They've also created a brand where they can brand tortillas, what do you call them?
Tortillas.
So.
All right, cool. Very creative uses
it has
of
recipes on
QR
it.
Codes.
Yeah,
so
I like
some
it.
Ideas there for your own businesses. All right, now it's time for our favorite segment. It's our favorite things, our favorite products of the week. Right before, Michelle was about to write me a note about it. So, Michelle, you lead us off.
Well, mine is something that's very trendy right now. It's for women. It's a white watch.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that was trendy.
How did you know?
Because Michelle told
you. Because I am on top of the trends.
This is from Express Time Source, which is ASI 53411. It's got a rubberized band, and it's very stylish and sporty.
Very nice.
Trendy right now.
All right,
I have a little fun fact about clocks.
Kathy, go.
In ads, they're always set on 10:10 because that's the way they look the best.
I've heard that.
I didn't know that. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
mine
is you could measure the strength of the sun and the ultraviolet rays, like if you're at a day camp or poolside or whatever, with the ultraviolet meter watch from Akron Rule Corp, ASI 30270. And it comes in cool patterns and lovely colors.
Very nice. Lovely colors. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go now, Joe. You bring up the rear. Mine is a sports cooler, which includes air mesh pockets and a sleeve to hold an ice pack. It's a small item that people would love on summer trips or hiking outings or things like that I don't do. But this one comes from Continental Marketing. It's ASI 46420. Great item for all summer promotions and resort gift shops and those types of things. All right, Joe, you go.
All right, we got a tin of cookies here, and you'll see the cookies.
I love cookies.
That nice logo there. On the bottom, there's a Best Buy, Best Buy eaten by this date. Inside, you're going to see little mini cookies. I'm going to throw one to Vinny because he wants a key lime cookie. This is key lime coming in a variety of different flavors.
Is it good?
These are really neat. This one says, welcome to Florida. Imagine that if you've got clients who are doing conventions and hosting conventions. What a great idea.
Yeah,
when they check
cute.
Into a restaurant, give them a tin of these cookies with the convention logo on there. Because whenever you, like, we run back from the show floor into the hotel room, we're getting changed to go do something else, cover another event.
We're starving.
Sometimes you just want a little nosh. So this would be a great little nosh.
Oy, turn Jewish, says the goyim.
Also, it would be great for a leave behind for sales reps, visiting clients or potential clients. And also, you know, just have it at the reception desk.
And tourism bureaus and realtors.
There's a lot of uses, too. And for the best video show on the internet.
All right, there you go. Our favorite things for this week. Okay, Joe, you're gonna end this show.
Bring home the rear.
Without a rant.
Wow.
But with some information about a crazy Seattle Mariners promo we've been promising for 2 months. So, Joe, what's the info?
The Seattle Mariners are having an eco-friendly giveaway in their stadiums all year. They're giving fans bags of compost to take home with them. And the compost was actually made from the waste left at the field. Food waste, packaging material, drinking cups, utensils. It's all going to this company called Cedar Grove Composting. They're transforming into compost. They sealed up a bag, so fans are getting an eco-friendly giveaway. They're getting stuff that was left at the stadium. And these Mariners are working with a group called the Green Sports Alliance, and other teams are too. And the goal is to make fans more aware of recycling, one, and two, to get more teams to start do this. Now, Philadelphia Eagles are very, very big on eco-friendliness. One of the first stadiums to actually have an effort to recycle cans and bottles at the stadium. If you've ever been there tailgating, towards the end of the tailgate, the game's about to start, they have this big, long wagon. Guy drives with a tractor with all these little things, and fans just come. They put all their beer cans in there. There's a spot for cans, there's a spot for paper, there's a spot for glass. So more pro teams are getting into recycling. One more crazy promotion. Is it
really
Echo
quick.
Or is it Eco? E-C-K-O.
Eco.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a clothing manufacturer.
Echo.
They had this promotion that if you got one of their logos tattooed on your body, you would get 20% off for life.
Nice.
Ooh.
20% off for life. If you got more than one, that didn't guarantee you to more money off. But people are actually doing this. This was first broadcast in beginning of April, so some people thought it might have been an April Fool's joke. It wasn't. If you go to their website, you can actually – they have a photo gallery of people who've gone.
Are they in the industry?
They are not.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a rhino tattoo and a skull made out of a pair of scissors. So the only other people I know using tattoos as a promotional tool is Preston and Steve Radio Show in Philadelphia. They will give you a free tattoo on Tuesdays. One caller each Tuesday comes down and has to have a P&S, Preston and Steve, within the logo someplace. So
very
the only
nice.
Other,
all
so,
right, so head
there
to
you
your
go.
Tattoo parlor.
There's
to
a
get
logo
some
promotional
money off.
Product of, you know, talk about your walking billboards.
Well, Ooh. Unfortunately, we are all out of time for today, but join us again next week when we'll broadcast live from the ASI Virtual Trade Show. We will see you then.